There was a lot of fascination in a Channel 4 news report this week in which members of the British public were asked to draw their interpretation of our border with Northern Ireland. The current Brexit impasse, which hopefully won't be an impasse, has brought into focus the perception of Ireland by our neighbours across the water. And we're joined from there now, as I said, by Sir Ivor Roberts, former British ambassador to Ireland. Ivor, thank you very much indeed for coming into studio in Oxford. What did you think of the Channel 4 one?
Well, I saw it. I mean, I had a bit of a laugh. The ignorance, the level of ignorance of the general public about the border is, paradoxically, I took some encouragement from it. When I was younger, Northern Ireland was in the news. Every single day there was some new disaster. I remember one year where there were 300 people killed in the Troubles in Northern Ireland. So Ireland was, Northern Ireland in particular, was obviously right in the front of the news. People were hearing about places in the Shankill and the Falls Road and all the rest of it, and they were acutely aware of what was happening. Now, we've had the Good Friday Agreement. We've had many years of peace now. And people have lost interest in it, so they don't no longer fret about it.
Tony Blair was talking about it today. Bertie Ahern was talking about it. I mean, you would be familiar and well familiar with all the fallout if we get it wrong.
Yeah, but I don't. You know, I think there's been a lot of unfortunate scaremongering about the, you know, the Good Friday Agreement being in peril. I really don't think that's that's at risk at all. No, it's in nobody's interest. Whose possible interest would it be in to have the Good Friday Agreement, which was so painstakingly stitched together after, as Seamus Mallon once said, you know, it was the Sunningdale Agreement for slow learners. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that it's in anyone's interest, and I don't really see why it's necessary. No one's talking about the return of massive numbers of British troops, of watchtowers along the border. You know, these things are simply not going to happen.